Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about where the opportunities lie in 2017.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the inventory challenges as we turn the corner into 2017. The opportunities or homes for sale are not lifting at the rate that we wanted to see them lift or we expected them to. At the same time, the buyers have shown up. So they're feeling a little urgency, possibly due to interest rates or timing in their lives where they're saying in 2017, we're going to buy. Let's talk about where the opportunities lie. If you're in this one of these groups of folks, I think you should take a good look at being a seller today. One is the step-up buyer. That is, you've bought a home as a first-time buyer, and now you're looking at selling that and stepping into a larger home or expanding your space for your family or your circumstance. If that's your case, then you've got a circumstance, an opportunity actually, where you're in the tightest market where inventory is the lowest, demand is the highest at the lower price points. And when I say lower, it's crazy, but I'm talking about $275,000, $300,000 or less. So if you're looking to sell in that marketplace, you have an extremely strong advantage as a seller. Turn around and buy, let's say $450,000 to $500,000 is your next purchase in your expansion. That's a softer market, not a soft market. It's still a seller's market, but there's more opportunities and you may find what your family wants. By maximizing your sale of your current home, you may be a little softer and have to have a little give in your purchase or give them exactly what they want in price. So you'll want to look at the whole picture, the sale of this home you're leaving, but also the opportunity of your purchase. And in the whole picture, you'll see there's an advantage to the buy-up buyer. Another alternative is if you cannot find it, build it. The custom home building market is a great option if you're going to purchase above $450,000. Our area has a strong pool of capable builders. If you reach out to your builder and do that before choosing the land, you'll find that there are great opportunities to build a house. The challenge I see with the low inventory, another challenge is our inventory is not matching what buyers want to see. So we're not getting an overflow of multiple offers. We're finding buyers are compromising and hoping to get it at a little lower price so they can fix that house to what they really wanted it to be after the close of sale. So if that's you, if you feel like you're really trying to bend used homes into something they're not, let's talk about building a home for you because you can do that in this marketplace as a step-up buyer or step-down, looking at about $400 to $450 as a price point starting point. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.